Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Varubhyo Namah Harihi Om. So, we saw the guna still buddhi. And we decided we will see the buddhi later. So, now, we will see the rest of the guna before seeing buddhi. Sukha. Sukha means sarvesham, sarvesham anukula vedaniyaha. Sukha means sarvesham anukula vedaniyaha. Sarvesham, not anukula, anukula vedaniya is kula. Anukula vedaniya. Anukula vedaniya means that which is conducive for everyone, that which is acceptable experience for everyone is sukha. Dukkha means contradicted to it. Sarvesham pratikula vedaniya. That which is not acceptable, that experience which is not acceptable for everyone is called as a common for everyone. This is called as dukkha, sorrow. Sukha, happiness, sorrow, dukkha. Then for the next three, Ichha, Desha, Kriti. Ichha, Desha, Prayatna. Ichha, Desha, Prayatna. For Ichha, he says Kama, Dvesha, Krodha, Prayatna, Kriti. Ichha means Kama. Ichha and Kama are synonyms, desire. Dvesha and Krodha are also synonyms, hatred. Prayatna and Kriti also are synonyms, effort. He just gives the synonyms as a definition. Here, there are different types of Ichha, different types of desires, Dvesha, hatred also. Dharma avirodha ichha, a desire which is not contradictory to the dharma is what is called as a spruha. Dharma virodha ichha, a desire contradictory to dharma is a lobha, greed. Vanchana ichha, desire to deceive, maya. Desire to deceive, cheat, maya, deception. Idamapi me syat, idamapi me syat iti ichha. Let this also be mine, let this also be mine. In this way, that desire is called as spruha, attachment. Rati ichha, desire for copulation is a kama. And in Dvesha also there are different kinds of Dvesha. Sharirendriya Vaikriti Hetuhu Krodha. Krodha means that which transforms the body and sense organs. That which is the cause for transformation of body and sense organ is called as Krodha. Anger. Paraguna Asahyatvam. Paraguna asahyatvam, not able to accept others' goodness, is asuya, asuya. Nashaya dveshaha, to destroy others, hatred to destroy others is called as droha, droha. Asamarthasya atmani dveshaha, one who does not have the eligibility, ability, he has the hatred in his self. That is called as abhimana, abhimana, ego. Okay. So then we have dharma. Dharma means vihita karma janya. Vihita karma janya is a dharma, virtue. Adharma is a nishiddha karma janya. The karmas which are generated, produced through the injunctions of do's is a to-do list. In the injunction, in the to-do list is a dharma. The injunction into not do list, don't list is a adharma. Vihita nishiddha by the scriptures. Injunctions of to do and not to do is gained through the scriptures. Samskara. Next, the final guna is a samskara. Samskara means imprint generally. Vega, it is of three types. Vega, bhavana, sthitisthapaka. Vega, bhavana, sthitisthapaka. Vega means moment, force, which exists in mind and other four nitya dravyas. Dravyas, what nitya dravyas? Mind, prithvi, jala, akash, not akasha, vayu, agni, prithvi, jala, vayu, agni and mind. It exists in all these five. Prithvi, jala, teja, vayu and agni. Prithvi, jala, teja, vayu and mana. Bhavana. Bhavana means anubhava janya smriti hetu. That smriti hetu which is produced by anubhava is called as bhavana. Experience. Anubhava means experience is called as bhavana. Exists only in atma. Sthitisthapaka means elasticity. Anyatha kritasya, they say anyatha kritasya punastad avastha apadakah. Anyatha kritasya punastad avastha apadakah is sthitisthapaka. Returning back to the same position. Now we come to the main topic of buddhi. The whole of tarka sangraha is based on this. It is either to develop your buddhi or to give you the teaching of the reality about the buddhi, what buddhi is. So buddhi, buddhi means jnanam, knowledge. Buddhi is intellect, knowledge. Buddhi, definition for buddhi is sarva vyavahara hetu jnanam. Sarva vyavahara hetu jnanam buddhi. Sarva vyavahara hetu jnanam. Sarva vyavahara hetu jnanam. Sarva vyavahara hetu jnanam is buddhi. That knowledge which is the cause for all the different types of transactions is called as buddhi. This buddhi is of two types, smriti and anubhava. Smriti, memory, anubhava, experience. The buddhi is of two types, smriti and anubhava. Smriti is a samskara matra janya jnanam. Samskara matra janya jnanam, that which is generated only by the samskara, the knowledge that which is generated only by samskara, thought imprints. Samskara means thought imprints. That knowledge which is produced or generated only by thought imprints is called as a smriti. And anubhava is tad bhinnam jnanam. Tad bhinnam means smriti bhinnam jnanam anubhava. Smriti bhinnam jnanam anubhava. The knowledge that which is different from memory is called as a experience. this is of two types, yatartha and ayatartha. Right or valid knowledge, wrong or invalid knowledge. Yatartha means right or valid knowledge. Ayatartha means wrong or invalid knowledge. The definition for yatartha is tadvati tatprakaraka anubhava. Tadvati tatprakaraka anubhava. Tadvati tatprakaraka anubhava is yatartha. In that, the knowledge it is that is yatartha. In pen, the knowledge it is pen is yatartha. In pencil, the knowledge it is pencil is yatartha.
Ayatartha means tadabhava vati tatprakaraka jnana.
Ayatartha means tat abhavati. In not that, the knowledge it is that is ayatartha. Wrong knowledge, erroneous knowledge, invalid knowledge. In not that, in this, the knowledge it is pencil is wrong knowledge. In a pen, the knowledge it is pencil is called as wrong knowledge. So, this is what we are going to discuss from now on.
But before that, yatartha jnana is what we are going to discuss from now on. Before that, we will finish this ayatartha jnana topic here.
Ayatartha jnana is of four types. Three types.
Ayatartha is of three types. Samshaya, viparyaya, tarka. Samshaya, viparyaya, tarka. Samshaya means ekasmin dharmini viruddha nana dharma.
Ekasmin dharmini viruddha nana dharma avagahi jnanam. Ekasmin dharmini viruddha nana dharma avagahi jnanam. In one object, dharmi means in one object, ekasmin dharmini, in one object, viruddha, contradictory, nana, many, dharma avagahi jnanam, type of knowledge is called as samshaya, doubt. In this, the knowledge is a pen or is it pencil is called as doubt, samshaya. Viparya means contradictory knowledge, mithya jnana. Mithya jnanam viparyayah. Viparyaya mithya. Mithya jnanam viparyayah. Erroneous knowledge, wrong knowledge, contradictory knowledge. Tarka means vyapya aropena
vyapakaropah tarkah.
Vyapya aropena vyapakaropah tarkah. By superimposing the vyapya, superimposing the vyapaka is called as tarka. They are both not there, but you are superimposing both. Like, if there is no fire, there will be no smoke. This is called as tarka. You are superimposing both the knowledge. We'll see what vyapya, what vyapaka is in detail later. Now, every system accepts different kinds of pramanas, means of right knowledge. So, we in tarka accept four pramanas.
Okay.
So, the yatartha jnana is of four types.
And this can be differentiated into karana or pramana or jnana or prama.
Karana or pramana
or jnana or prama. You can call anything. Karana or pramana, whichever. So, yathartha jnana has four karanas. Pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, shabda.
They are karanas. Don't change it. They are karanas. Understand? See here.
Karana is pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, shabda.
It is under the topic karana. Kara means instrument. Instrument of right knowledge. Means of right knowledge
is pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, shabda.